I'm squeezing. So, for instance, stories that I use not to criticize but to illustrate the seriousness of it. It was used to be
dogs, and it's a quite sophisticated boiler which can burn if set used right wood basically fully. You get a blue flame, very hot, and it's very effective, including cost effective. Now if you use it wrong, because it was called a GM gas oven, which they had in cars in the old days during the Second World War, and they are known for, if you use them wrong, producing carbon oxide, not carbon dioxide, but carbon oxide, which is extremely poisonous and deadly gas that doesn't smell anything. For instance, in the old days when people, something went wrong with these ovens, wooden cockerung, the people had before electricity and all that, and oil. If something went wrong with the exhaust pipe there and whatever, and this gas came in, which comes from not fully burned fuel, then, well, famous Swedish author Dan Andersson, he died in the room. Now, I learned, I read the instruction manual, I tested, I used it, and I learned how to use it. I got that new phone, and I thought this is great. So I offered to make a course for the person, well, the landlord and the person who was responsible for this. And they didn't listen because the road is no better, right? And the car is, so this is too much entanglement to learn such things. Now, what happened then was that it was used wrong. There was tar all over the place inside that thing, on the door and up in the chimney. And there was smoke coming out of that boiler. Smoke that every day crept out into the basement. You saw the smoke there, sometimes thick, up into the stairs. And our apartments, because the structure of the house has a crack, has also cracks around our door, so the smoke came into our apartment. And I realized this is extremely risky. So I went to the landlord, told him this. He didn't seem very to understand, really. Probably doesn't know what carbon oxide is and how dangerous it is. Or was busy with more important things. So I insisted that he put a carbon oxide meter warning detector in the stairway here outside our apartment on the first floor, which he did immediately. It started beeping, and then because it was beeping, someone apparently thought it was disturbing, so they removed it, and I never saw it again. Now, we had small kids here. What if they just didn't wake up one morning? What if someone or some devotees here just suffocated from carbon oxide and died? Well, the house would probably get closed down, and the landlord, the one responsible, would probably face a court case or something. Serious, causing another person's death due to complete negligence and incompetence at keeping the security of this house. There are several such stories here which we just don't want to repeat, to see repeated. It's enough. We tenants of this house paying quite high rents, which would make allow us to expect proper standard of Bromma, Sweden, Stockholm. If you want to have the rents on that level, then you need to keep the building on that level. And we can go on. There are other such risk situations. Well, there was a fire in the chimney. Fire brigade was here. All the neighbors came out, and it was a big noise here. I have it on video. And so on. So anyone who and I'm begging for it, and I'm demanding it, and I would use we will use whatever means we tenants have to make sure that things are done properly. And we have discussed it, but we never did it to actually do it the normal Swedish way of a landlord. An owner of the house doesn't take properly care of it, we will go to the health department, the fire department, whatever needed in order to make sure that proper standards are enforced, if nothing else. So just wanted to say that, because sometimes, I mean, frankly speaking, it seems that devotees of the old school, I hope it's not that anymore, live in that kind of bubble, thinking that, yes, we are chanting Hare Krishna and we are following principles, and so on, and we are working so hard for Krishna, that transcends all these things. That's more important. But again, we are talking about being responsible for the lives and homes and living of devotees who are now several of them aging. So the responsibility upon you who sit in that whatever position of being managing, responsible for this house and the apartments here, is significant, and please be aware of that. And that's why I am, and I guess others with me, strongly and positively suggesting that, yes, put this building, the property, in a foundation run by devotees who are really and have experience, having documented experience and qualifications in running such an operation and caring for property like this, with the first priority there to take care of this house, making it very nice, including the garden, a little Vaikuntha where devotees can live, and provide nice facilities in the basement, kitchen, temple room, and so on, for ISKCON Stockholm, which continues being just the way it is. Managed by that team. So in other words, separate the building from ISKCON Stockholm, not taking it away from ISKCON Stockholm, but securing it, because a non-profit group, if it owns very expensive properties, it becomes a risk, because it attracts ambitious people, greedy people who want to be in charge of something, and maybe even in worst case play their cards well and finally selling the property and having a great deal of influence in where the money from that sale will go. So in other words, in this way we take that headache away from those, that responsibility away from those who rather want to help to run ISKCON Stockholm, the nice preaching and the nice spreading of Krishna consciousness, nice temple programs and so on. And the reason I'm making all this talk here is that it's not just me. We have several of us older ones who have been discussing this for years, and this may be a good way to start that by actually creating that foundation. And I'm mainly not talking to devotees like Lord Chan and Madhava Puri. I volunteer, as I said. To have a more or less passive role there, contributing with whatever know-how I have, which can be useful since I'm here in the building. But the less I need to get involved, the better for me. But such a foundation has as its duty to take care of this building. And if that would be established, I am satisfied. I can trust it. I feel I can live here and die in peace. So this is how I look at this. And again, I think several other Swedish devotees here with me. And I would personally just love to see older God brothers, God sisters who gave the best years of their life for the service of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's movement of Sankirtan here in Sweden, welcomed here to have their nice apartment. And I think that they should be prioritized. They should have be first in line for the waiting list for apartments, and not people from other countries who want to come here and find a place to live for a while until they get established in the Swedish society. This should first be a building, that which is was it was made for, a building for, you know, providing apartments, homes for Vaishnavas here in Sweden. So yeah.